you've seen the pictures of the house that Governor Huckabee's building in Florida, you understand he must be making a ton of money. If you're curious, check it out on the internet. It's massive and a very expensive part of Florida.
All right.
Now let's talk about retail sales again. Yesterday we talked about Walmart. Today we get to talk about their nemesis, Target. Target reporting same-store sales up about 2%. That's a very impressive number considering that yesterday we mentioned that Walmart has had 8 consecutive quarters of decline in same-store sales in the U.S. Total sales up almost 3%. Their profit was up, but what was interesting was how they made that money. They said there was a radical improvement in their credit card operation, and we know that they're using all kinds of credit cards to attract, branded credit cards to attract people to their store, giving you discounts if you charge it on a Target card, et cetera. But here was a striking number. They said that first quarter bad debt expense in their credit card division was only $12 million. That's a tiny amount compared to $197 million of bad debt in the same quarter of last year. Staples reporting numbers this morning that on the surface appeared to be pretty good, but if you look at the stock in the pre-open trading, it's getting hammered. It's down over 10%. They did report earnings that were slightly better than last year, but they were worse than Wall Street expected. But once again, an interesting piece of information, if you read the full story and not just the headline, they said that they're seeing an improvement in office supplies and things like that being bought by small business, so that's perhaps a sign of better things to come. Another retailer, BJ's Wholesale Club. Now, BJ has a for sale sign out front. They've got themselves up for sale. We think a private equity firm or someone's going to probably take them private. But, of course, they're a warehouse chain, compete directly with Sam's. They reported that same-store sales were up 6.3%. If you take out sales of gasoline, same-store sales were still up 2.4%, so their profit was up, and they raised their outlook for the rest of the year. Another company reporting this morning that gives us some insight to what's going on around the world in this fledgling economic recovery that we're experiencing, and it's Deere. Of course, we know that they're the world's leading manufacturer of agricultural equipment as well as their significant manufacturer of construction equipment. They say the rising crop prices have led to increased demand for their agricultural machines around the world. They point out that India and China and other places, there's strong demand. Sales up 21%, net income up 65%. And once again, they beat the analyst estimates there. One bit of bad news, we talked yesterday about the fact that the housing market is still experiencing a double dip, a lot of people would say. We haven't seen any improvements there. Well, today we get numbers from the Mortgage Bankers Association. They indicated that mortgage applications are up for like the third week in a row. However, if you dissect, and that's because mortgage rates have dropped slightly, but if you dissect that number, you get once again get a different story. If all we read are the headlines, we don't always get the story. They say that most of the, well, actually, refinancing applications were up 13%, but applications for purchases of homes actually down 3.2%.
And you're the guy who can dissect.
Well, you know, it's really the, typically what's really important is a couple paragraphs down, not the headline.
There it is. John Taylor can do it. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. He doesn't get fooled, and he can help you not get fooled, too. Give him a call, 479-782-2527, 782-2527. Email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.